Hey, it's me, the girl you met on the train yesterday. I'm glad you decided to listen to this. I know when you give someone your number, you're probably expecting to get a simple text or call, not an audio like this. So, thank you for hearing me out. I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm really, really happy you gave me your number. I've seen you on the train pretty much every day going to work, but it took me weeks to actually decide to talk to you. You're always sitting alone with your headphones in, so it was a little hard to approach you. What finally gave me the courage was... how do I even start? I don't know if you remember, but I actually spoke to you once before, last week. The train was crowded, but the seat next to you was open. You had your headphones in, so I don't even know if you heard me ask if I could sit there, but you didn't object when I did. Since the train was so crowded, I was pressed right up next to you. I thought my heart was going to burst out of my chest, but you didn't push away. You even smiled at me when I got off. So, I thought maybe I did actually have a chance with you. And there was this one other thing that day as well. Since we were so close, even with how loud the train was, I could hear what you were listening to. I could hear the moans and dirty words coming from your headphones. And I could see that even though you were trying to hide it, they were making you really hot and bothered. Please don't freak out when you hear this. I don't have anything against erotic audio. In fact, it's actually the opposite. I love erotic audio. But I was just so surprised to hear someone listening to it on the train, especially when I heard just what it was you were listening to, or rather, who it was you were listening to. You see, I recognize that audio, and I wonder, do you recognize me? Do you recognize my voice? Did you ever dream that the girl you gave your number to was the one you've been listening to? Oh, God. I never thought I'd actually meet someone who listens to my audios in real life, and someone who I was already interested in, too. That's why I decided to send you this, instead of just calling you. I wanted to give you a special audio, just for you. Since I know you enjoy listening to me, I wanted to give you something more to enjoy. So just close your eyes, lie back, and listen. If you're alone, get comfortable, because I'm going to make you cum your brains out. I'm going to tell you just how to touch yourself, and how to imagine me touching you. And if you're not alone, well, I already know you like to listen in public. So listen and enjoy the thrill of knowing that anyone could overhear what you're listening to, just like I did. Now then, make sure you're completely relaxed. Breathe deeply as you hear my voice in your ears. Let my voice fill up your mind. Don't worry about anything else now. Just focus on me. Good boy. Now, feel my hands running over your scalp. Feel my breath on your neck. Feel my lips press just below your ear. Feel my kisses against your throat. Now, I'm going to rub your shoulders. Relax, baby. Relax deeper into my touch. Let all your worries slip away. When you're listening to me, you can let go of everything else. Feels good, doesn't it? There. Feeling relaxed now, baby? Now I'll just run my hands down your chest, rubbing over the bare skin, teasing your nipples. I love the way your breath catches when I touch you. I love the way your breaths turn to little sighs and whimpers underneath my fingers. I love knowing that all it takes is my voice to turn you into a horny, needy mess like this. Now, feel my hands going lower, my fingers grazing your skin to make your stomach clench in excitement. And feel them go even lower, getting closer and closer to the place where you're already getting so hard in anticipation. But I'm not going to touch you. Not yet. Oh, no, no, no. You're going to touch yourself. Ready, baby? Go ahead. Start out slow. Give yourself a little tease. Just trace your fingers around the head of your cock. Just enough to tease yourself. I know it's hard when my voice already has you so worked up. But just bear it. It's going to feel all the more amazing when I let you come. Good boy. Let's try a bit more now. Start to stroke yourself. Not too quickly now. Keep it at a nice, slow, sweet pace. The same pace as my words drifting through your ears. That's good. Make yourself feel good. No one knows your body better than you, after all. No one else knows all the ways to make you feel the most pleasure. Just do what makes you feel best. Pleasure yourself in all the ways you love, as the voice you love whispers into your mind. Keep going, baby. A little faster now. Wind yourself up. Just like that. Now imagine it's my hands that are touching you that way. Imagine that I'm the one touching you so intimately. It's my touch that's going to make you come. Just like it's my voice that drives you wild with lust. Don't hold back your voice anymore. Let out all your moans. Let me hear you calling out in pleasure. Let me hear you whine and beg for release. Let me hear you give yourself completely over to the pleasure. I want to see you shake and writhe for me. I want to feel every tremble and shudder of your body as you lose yourself to my touch. It's so hot seeing you like this. Show me more, baby. Show me how good I make you feel. Moan for me. Scream for me. Let it all out and drive yourself right over the edge. Come for me. Come for me, baby. Come for me. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Oh, breathe. Good boy. Just look at you. So lost in pleasure, completely overcome by my voice. Breathe. God. It's just so fucking hot to know that my voice did this to you. That my voice always does this to you. Well, that's it. My special audio for you. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you're still listening, I guess that means you're still interested in meeting up. Call me to set up a time. I'll be looking forward to hearing from you. I'd love to be more than just the voice in your ear.